On my way out of the bar, and I was thinking about that on my way out of the bar tonight.
What?
And I walked past this Mexican guy. He was like, man, I don't even drink this much. I don't drink on a Wednesday. And I was like, I want to be like, do you drink with the equipment?
Do you know we're recording, right?
That's fine. Keep it in.
Good. Anyway, so welcome to pretty much a new segment within 335 Live is the most ridiculous episodes of Power Rangers of all time. Mm-hmm. We're going to start the first one off with my personal choice from probably one a season.
Sure.
Mighty Morphin actually comes from season 3, and Mighty Morphin we'll consider it one whole series. The exact episode is, I don't remember the entire the title itself, but we'll get to it. I'm actually trying to find it right. Oh, it's Fourth Down and Long. The title, Rocky must dropkick Rita and Zed to save the Rangers from Sentai Back, a monster that changes people into footballs.
Yep.
Holy shit. I was watching this at maybe like 1 o'clock in the morning one day, and I didn't know what the fuck I was watching. And I know it's Power Rangers, but my God, this might be the most ridiculous episode I've ever seen of Mighty Morphin. And there's a lot of fucking ridiculous episodes.
Yeah, I would almost say the Pachinko one could potentially... I mean, I don't remember this episode, so, like, I could be wrong, but...
The Pachinko one.
The Pachinko one is, like, pretty solid.
All right, Scott, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to watch live reaction, the most ridiculous episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, at least our opinion, my opinion, personally.
Yeah.
Fourth Down and Long.
We ain't even going to fucking vote.
Yeah. We are back to the power of ninja.
It's bad.
Back to action.
Go hit me with this fucking guitar. This was my childhood.
Matt?
Ninja!
Shut up, Rocky.
Matt, Rocky's back!
Fucking no! Damn it! We can't get rid of him! Damn it!
Power Ninja!
Kimberly was still here.
Go, go, KKK Rangers.
Yeah, go. But see, because they're multicolored, it represents that they hate everybody equally.
Tommy was great in Black Klansman.
That red...
Seriously.
That red ninja costume...
I love that shot. Of the helmets coming forward.
That red ninja costume literally looks like what those Imperial cards look like for Snow when they're out there.
Oh! I actually like those dudes. I thought they were cool.
You know, they got bodied and they were supposed to be, like, super deadly. They got bodied by two random people.
Yeah, that is true.
Alright. Most ridiculous episode of Mighty Morphin. Here we go.
Beginning in a chemistry class.
Hey, Rocky.
I would not put Rocky with chemicals.
Team after school today? Yeah, Mr. Kaplan asked if he'd give us a few pointers before the Stone Canyon game.
Shut up, Rocky.
Uncle Joe.
Oh, let me put the subtitles on, because there's a lot that you gotta catch.
Brazilian Portuguese.
So basically, his uncle's like is like fucking Joe Montana of like high school football.
Makes sense.
Joe Haley. He's the best pro quarterback around.
I've always just known him as Uncle Joe. Why am I sneezing?
Thank you.
So is Uncle Joe from Stone Canyon, or is he from Angel Grove?
Angel Grove, they're playing against Stone Canyon.
Could you read the legends from that book? Had a...
Okay. C2H3/O2OH.
Don't panic, everyone. Let's enter the room quietly and wait for the smoke to clear. Oh, man, what happened?
I don't know, Rocky.
I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Rita.
If those breasts can't follow a simple chemistry problem, why can't we defeat them?
That's
a very good
fucking question.
That is a really good question, actually.
Fincher, how I missed you.
No more bugs! We need something that will really shake up the Power Rangers.
Can't believe you got replaced by Portal.
Nice catching arm there, Zed. Who do you think Zed is a fan of?
Oh, God. This might be the worst way a monster's ever been created.
It just gets out there.
Wait, hang on, is that Elgar's voice? That sounded a little bit like Elgar.
Where'd he go?
Wait, I see something. He's finally useful.
Oh, I like it.
Let's play some Rito Ball.
That is Elgar's
voice. That is absolutely Elgar. That's cool.
We are monster skin. You know, I'll call you centre-back, half centipede, half football player.
It's
extra point.
For hitting Goldar in the crash.
Half cent.
Anybody get the number of that bus?
What?
I like that out of all the monster names, this is the one that Zed had to explain.
Why is he wearing a Washington Redskins uniform?
Yeah, right.
Like I said, the beginning episode is like a typical typical Power Rangers, but once the villain comes in, I feel like I needed a drink after this episode.
Come on! Don't you two have anything better to do?
Actually, Mr. Wilton, we are on celebrity detail. We've been assigned to guard Rocky's uncle.
Yeah.
You guys? I suggest.
That is a fair criticism, Rocky. Look at that.
Why is this professor yelling at Bulk and Skull? Like, they're police officers. Like,
yeah.
Like, where's the respect?
Yo, beat Stone Canyon in the back. You see that?
Yeah.
What's in the back?
It says beat Stone Canyon.
Well, judging from the explosion that occurred, and the formula you have written here, I'd say you reversed the elements.
I feel like reverse? Billy has aged in reverse. Yeah. I feel like he looks younger now than he did back then. Like, he looks so much older here, and if you look at him now, like...
I'm gonna suggest the coach is...
He's, like, really spry.
But, sir, the Stone Canyon game!
Wait, Mr. Wolf, what if I help Alan study?
Well, Alan, if I can see that you're making an extra effort starting today, I won't say anything to the coach.
I understand, sir. Thank you.
Don't be an asshole, guy.
Yeah, Jesus.
This tool's on the football team? Yo, Ernie's mullet is on point today, guys.
Yeah, it is.
I guess I'm just not any good at it.
Rest in peace, Ernie. I love you.
Even when I was a little kid, I hated reading.
Oh, is this where, like, so we discover he's dyslexic? Yeah.
What do you tell everyone?
When I check the things I've written down, it's like I'm seeing things upside down and backwards. You know, Uncle Joe had trouble with school.
Joe, is Rocky's hair on point yet or no?
Not yet. He's getting there.
His hair is a lot less douchey here. I'll give it that. He hasn't quite achieved douche status.
Boy, did he.
These
subtitles
are wrong.
I'll bet Uncle Joe could tell you where you're going wrong.
Oh, great. Let's go.
He literally just said, did your uncle really have problems with school? And the subtitle said, did your uncle have boo school?
Junior Police Patrol Escorts.
We're here to take you back to your hotel and protect you from any harm.
And get your autograph.
On a parking violation.
Is, parking violation, sir, fella. I'm not going to sign that.
On the back.
Ah, back. Okay, who do you want to make it up? Bulk, all right, and, Welcome to the big game, sports fans!
This fucking thing.
How is this guy wearing an earring like that as a police officer?
Right? Like, that is not regulations. Yeah.
Robert Kopp would write him up for that.
But yeah. Literally. He probably said it was like a religious thing or something and got away with it.
No, Skull's attire was always on point.
There's a good chance that they're not real police officers and they're actually just part of the village people.
Or they're doing the full Monty.
Monty, look! We gotta do something.
Why?
Just watch.
We're just gonna slowly jog.
Whoa! Skull. Skull actually got hosed there. So Bulk's just gonna stay in there and take
it. His uncle is just like fascinated by this.
What happens if you intercept that ball?
What?
He caught it.
As long as you touch it,
that sucks.
Rocky, watch out! Going long! Ooh, intercepted!
That wasn't gonna hit him.
Yeah, it was.
Uncle Joe!
At the end of the quarter, more. It's a lopsided 4-9 for a visiting monster!
You picked the wrong day to mess with me, Laceface.
It's more for
not
time.
A bad insult. Shut up. No, never.
I want you guys to just pay attention to everything.
Jason would have been able to take this guy down.
Yeah,
easy.
A joke.
Nobody in school notices this, by the way.
Nah.
Yeah. There's no one else like
that. Yeah, there's no one running on the track. There's...
I'm assuming this is all original footage because there's no football like this at this time in Japan.
Yes. Yeah, this is original stuff.
Just listen.
I read you, Rocky. I'll have Alpha contact the other Rangers and send them to join you immediately.
Zordon! Ha! He's the worst coach in the universe!
Relax, Rocky. We're here now.
Your team's pathetic. I'm gonna destroy you.
Rocky,
they literally are about to play a fucking game of football.
Why is he acting all hurt? All he did was flip out of the way.
He did get, like, punched a couple times.
The other Rangers have arrived!
But I do agree.
Don't worry, my dear. We'll send down the tender team and really score a touchdown!
This is where it gets fucking funny.
The Tigers are from Stone Canyon.
It's Uncle Joe and the others.
Alright, second screen's arrived. Ready to be sidelined?
I don't think so. It's gonna be you who sits in the showers, not us.
I wouldn't bet on it. Down, set.
Ready? Down.
Are the Tankers the same costume they use in Little Rookie for the Holy Bird?
Hold on, they're about to play football.
21,
14, 75. Are you kidding me?
They're actually playing fucking football.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy, I thought you were on the team, bro.
Plus, I don't even think that's sent up.
No,
no,
none of it.
It's like no, it's not. Footage. Yeah, yeah, this is original.
You're pretty funny. Let's see you laugh this one off.
What?
Don't count on completing your next play.
Good job, Billy. Well, he completed it.
The football puns are fucking bad.
Why was this diamond-shaped shit black?
It's time we penalize this guy.
I agree.
Let's do it.
There you go.
Did you have both of them?
But why? And how? What the... What?
That's like something Rocky would have done.
Oh, no.
It's a Rocky spotlight episode.
It's time I ended this
to try to make...
Hold on, it gets worse.
Try to make Rocky look...
Look competent.
My dude, what? My dude's running the combine right here.
Those tags, you're range of three.
Yeah, zero range.
If only you had a gun.
Yeah, right?
What about the power sword, dummy?
Oh, yeah, that's right, I have that.
Alright, Zordon, why don't you give...
I'm trying to remember at what point I was literally sitting there and I was like, oh, God, this is what happens? Or how they get him back or something?
I'm the only ranger left. I need to come back to the command center.
Hey, you forgot to tell him about all the...
You can't teleport by yourself? I thought he could...
Oh, he just did.
He can't leave in the middle of the game. It's bad sportsmanship.
Yeah, those Tengas kick ass, man.
Zordon, how am I gonna defeat this monster alone?
The Cinnaback monster is
a real leader wouldn't ask him that question.
It is unlikely you can defeat him without the other's assistance.
Ay, ay, ay. Then how will we stop the monster? Rocky doesn't have any help.
Hey, those footballs emit an energy wave, right?
Right.
Maybe we could turn the beam upside down and backwards. And reverse the spell.
What?
Rocky's spell. Inverting the football's energy waves could cancel the spell. The monster has moved all the footballs to the mountains outside Angel Grove. But ay, 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 my weather scanner shows a snowstorm is moving in.
Inverting what? The energy wave won't work with interference.
California.
Situation. It is imperative to summon Ninja.
Ninja!
Oh, hi!
Ninja! The Rangers have been turned into footballs. We have to rescue them.
Football's my favorite sport.
How? I get cable in my...
Just listen, Matt.
Shouldn't we get going?
Click!
Back to action.
Shut the fuck up, Rocky. This just gets so fucking bad.
Looks like the storm's on its way.
That ninja just made it better. Are you boys looking for
me? We're gonna force you to fight. Those are literally like the tops of toys you can get at any game.
Yeah.
You sure have high ambitions, but I think I'll have you join your lowly friends instead.
I'm not afraid of you, Cinnaback, now that I can reverse the spell.
Yeah, it's fifth and down for you, buddy.
No, no, that's fourth and long.
Yeah, what he said.
I know football.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
So you turn them back home.
Success. Yeah, to get them out of here.
It worked. Four of them are free.
I'm teleporting them back to the football field now.
Okay.
The last place you should probably teleport them to.
Well, they may be gone, but you're here, and there's still time on the clock for me to execute one of my favorite plays.
Yeah. Nice, Ninja.
Hey, fellas, you're not playing fair. Give me my ball back.
I think it's now where it gets fucking weird.
How unfortunate that they went a flipping route.
This is one experience I won't soon forget. Well, I'm all here. Everybody okay? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I'm fine too. Great, Saba.
Nobody asked you, Saba.
Saba, why didn't you block the damn thing and reverse the energy?
Yeah, you can float on your own.
Because we don't want Rocky to hold...
The economy size?
Nah, we didn't want Rocky to hold Saba.
Nah, but no, we don't. You're right. We don't.
Hey, Rangers, let's play some touch football.
We need backup. Is that now snowing?
Ninja!
Yeah. I don't know why it's snowing. In the middle of California.
Yeah. And, like, what's the relevance to the story?
Like I said, it's the most... One of the most bizarre... It was ridiculous episode I could find in the entire third season.
This episode is pretty damn ridiculous. And accentuates Rocky's,
So do you think Tom Brady knew that those footballs were people when he started playing them, or...?
He's a murderer.
Yay!
Oh, that's why, because the Sentai footage has snow. That's why. They just had to... continuity had to make sense.
There was snowing in Japan, and Japan gets snow.
At least in the show, it does.
Good job.
Yo, Ninja was so much cooler than Robert Kopp. It's not even funny.
I wonder how it must feel to have your head go inside your chest and get replaced by a different
head. I just love that Saba just said something.
Yeah, and that's it.
What Sentai is this from?
The Kako Ninja.
Okay.
Where Ninja is from. I'm going to have to assume.
The Rangers and Ninja have destroyed the center bear. I told you it wouldn't work.
Me? Whose stupid idea was it to create a football monster?
Oh dear. You shouldn't blame each other for what happened.
That's right. It was your fault.
Damn, calling King Mondo there. Just blame her.
Yeah.
That was a really weird experience, you guys.
What's up with Kimberly's hair? She's got
She's got the. She's working the punk rock look.
Oh, that's excellent, Al. What happened?
told Mr. Healy about my problems in school, and he did the rest.
Monsters, footballs.
Yeah! Why weren't you two at the football field?
They were.
Sir, we were turning into football, sir. What do you take me for? Some kind of numbskull?
Is the uncle not going to stand up for him?
Problem is, boys, but it's the last time that you'll ever receive celebrity duty.
They were there.
Oh, they actually did the job.
They were there.
That was the one time they actually did the job.
Our duty. Yes, sir.
Literally, Rocky's uncle is in the room right now, and he's not doing anything. The lady's right there, and he's not doing shit.
Mr. Haley, what exactly is Alan's problem?
Alan's problem sounded a lot like mine, so I took him over to the High School Learning Resource Center to be tested.
It turns out I have a learning disorder called dyslexia. The center said many people are dyslexic.
I'm dyslexic, too. When we're under stress, we tend to interpret numbers and letters a little differently than other people. Not all teachers recognize the problem.
And now we know what the problem is. Mr. Wilton said he knows ways to help.
And knowledge is power.
He said grades will really improve.
And he doesn't have to quit the team.
And you still don't beat Stone Cannon.
I don't think they beat Stone Cannon.
No.
Bottom line.
Not with a dyslexic guy on a team.
Like I said, it's not the worst episode. It's not the best episode, but it's fucking out there.
It's pretty bad.
It's weird. Like, the fact that they decided to make this a plot is really weird.
To make this a Rocky Ephesus episode is bad.
This guy could have single-handedly destroyed them all if he'd just taken the footballs back to the fucking headquarters.
Yeah.
Back to the Dark Dimension or something.
Give me another chance. I'll give the Rangers a hot one they'll never forget.
Should have left him with Goldar in the Dark Dimension.
I don't know.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Not much to really say about it, but it's fucking ridiculous.
I mean, it's not
the whole premise is about a monster that is football, basically. A football monster. A kid that you find out has dyslexia, and it starts to snow in California.
They were scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point. I mean, they had stretched out.
Was even the... Why did the kid need to... Why did we need to know about dyslexia?
To bring awareness to it, in case little kids watching the show were struggling in school.
I think the Grumble episode was worse.
Like a lot of these
shows... Like I said, it wasn't worse. It was ridiculous.
That. A lot of these shows at the time were doing episodes ridiculous. Like that.
So...
ridiculous.
Nonetheless, guys, thank you for tuning in to this live reaction at 335 Live of... Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Season 3, Episode 11. I have no fucking idea. I don't know which is worse. Some of the filler episodes were Mighty Morphin or just all of Turbo. I think I'm going to go with all of Turbo.
Of Turbo is way worse.
All of Turbo is 1,000 times worse.
At least Mighty Morphin has Tommy and...
Billy and Kim.
Yeah.
At least Mighty Morphin has class.
Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, nonetheless, guys, we appreciate you tuning in, and Scotty?
Let's rock it, Dory Clipper.
Oh, my God. Good night, everyone.
Ninja!